Right, all right, all right. You're here. PA Rut Reports, hunting, fishing, and outdoors. Where are we at? We're up in Mahaffey, PA.
You always,
episode 20. Always,
there you go. Lead into the episode number before you lead into a location.
Don't sass me, boy. Don't be sassy.
Don't sass me, boy.
All right, on episode 20.
Don't sass me, boy.
All right, we're up in Mahaffey, PA for episode 20 of PA Rut Reports, hunting, fishing, and outdoors. We're up here with the Bearded Buck. They have a turkey event going on up here. Pretty
you're
awesome.
You're jumping too far ahead.
Pretty. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You're always why don't you do the intro from now on?
No, you have the radio voice from what everybody says.
Well, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Go ahead.
just to throw a couple of things out there that are a little atypical to what we usually do. One is the location we're in right now. If anybody could see where we're at, you probably wouldn't believe where we are. We're usually in a shed, as you guys all know. PA Rep Brad's backyard shed.
The Sugar Shack. We like
the
to call
Sugar
it.
Shack.
The
yeah.
Sugar Shack.
So we're in a room full of guns right now, which it's the truth. Equally as impressive was this is the first time and probably might be the only time we ever have actual live music leading into what it is that we're doing right now.
Give him a shout out. What's his name? What's this fella's name?
What's this fella's name? Money Mike, you can chime in. You can
that
talk.
That would be Ethan Shoup from Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania.
Ethan Shoup from Hollidaysburg,
Pennsylvania. Wow, right in our neck of the woods.
That say is. Hello, Ethan.
2C4A, 4D area.
So anyways, Ethan, that was very well done. Impressive. So, Brad, you want to?
We'll come back in.
Come back in.
Right. So, anyway, we're here with the Bearded Buck. We're here with Money Mike, we call him. J-Rod.
It's not Money Mike. It's Toby.
Why is it Toby?
Just read the cup. We'll get to that later.
Right. We'll talk about this later. Anyway, so we're here with Toby, J-Rod, Cud, and Austin. They're putting on this event up here for turkey hunters basically all over the U.S., anywhere from New York to Texas. And we'll get into that stuff later, but
wait.
Yeah, what's up?
Anywhere from New York, they're here hunting. We're here hunting turkey for anywhere from New York to Texas. Well, you have to elaborate on. You can't just say okay. So if I'm from Texas, I'm assuming that everybody likes turkey. The purpose of the event that's going on, there are teams, two man teams from different states. So you're utilizing the state as a broad, but there are how many teams here? Six, seven
six from teams, different states. Yeah. And I think there's eight teams hunting, but six teams in the competition, correct?
Yeah, okay, from different states.
All right, so anyway, we're up here in Mahaffey, Pennsylvania. First time I've ever been to Mahaffey. It's absolutely beautiful up here. Great,
beautiful Mahaffey,
great country up here. What management unit is this right here, right now? 2E. 2E. So we're
WMU 2E.
Of course, today is the first day of turkey season. Thursday is statewide turkey season, and we had the youth day last Saturday. But these guys are out hunting. They had one successful.
Two successful kills.
I'm sorry. Two successful kills this morning. Everybody heard birds. It was a very successful day. Rob and I
including
went
out. Us. We heard birds.
We heard birds as well. So, anytime you're out in the woods and getting out there and doing what you love is a good day in my mind. So,
I'll throw this out there as a little known fact. I popped my turkey cherry today.
Turkey cherry.
My turkey cherry was popped. That was the first time I ever hunted turkey.
Really?
In my entire life, yeah.
You were the best guy
in the world.
I know.
Today. It's like, yeah.
Unbelievable.
We're going to cut in here,
introduce some people. They can maybe talk about a little bit about the Bearded Buck and what that entails. But we're going to go to J-Rod, Jerry. He can explain to you what the Bearded Buck is.
That's a mouthful, I think. What is the Bearded Buck? I mean, the Bearded Buck, you know, started out just as a family hunting club and with no name at all. You know, we hunted as a group of friends and family, and there was actually a long story behind the name itself. Hunting with a friend of mine, and he pulled a practical joke on me. We could say something with my hunting license one year, and I needed to get a little revenge on him. I think he was getting excited and ready to go for one of his first hunts of the year in archery. I think it was the second Saturday of the season. And I drifted out to his hunting spot the night before that. Went down to his spot, and I just trying to shake him up a little bit. And I took a deer, and it was a head and neck mount of a deer and a beard from a turkey and everything to it. And I went down to his stand in the morning, climbed up at night, I'm sorry, before he went out, and I painted this stand completely pink, and I hung this deer with a beard stapled to it and above the stand, and I knew he was hunting there in the morning. So come next morning, my buddy goes down and climbs up the tree stand and waits for his light, looks down and says, you know, what the hell? What do I do with this stand? Looks up, there's deer mounts there. He about jumps out of the tree. So he calls me and says, what is this? I said, I don't know. I just put that bearded buck up in a tree. And it's something that sort of stuck with us, you know. So we've been
was he getting in the stand at dark? So did he realize?
No, he was in the stand.
Did he realize the stand was pink? Was it like a little bit after?
Oh yeah, he sat there until first light, looked down, saw this mess, and wondered what I did, and knew immediately that it was J-Rod who did that. So,
damn J-Rod.
So, anyways, we come up with this bearded buck thing at the time, and didn't know much about it, and we just started calling ourselves the bearded buck, you know, and we designed a little logo just representing a deer turkey combo. It's the dream creature, you know, hunting deer, hunting turkey. You know, we're all about gobbles and grunts, and that's our tagline here. But so we started out as just a family hunting group and some friends, and we had our logo that we just had on some shirts for us to wear around camp. And you know, it all developed where we'd be on trips maybe to a Steeler game or to a Pirate game, and we'd have some decals that we had for the friends and family on the back of the trucks, and people would say, you know, where do I get that logo, what is that? And so you really can't. We're, you know, we aren't something that's out there. We weren't a show. We weren't a company. We weren't anything about it. So we thought about it, and we ended up developing the logo to protect it, basically, so somebody couldn't take the name of our camp. That's all we were thinking. And that logo turned into an outdoor lifestyle brand, which we can full circle get into. We're actually a team of guys, and we're putting together an outdoor show. We had a long path to get there, but, you know, we're going to be – we believe the Pursuit Channel in the third and fourth quarter of 2017 with our outdoor show about family and friends, the outdoors, hunting turkey, hunting deer. You know, it's all about gobbles and grunts.
And how many guys do you have on your team, the Bearded Buck team?
Let me jump in 1 second before you answer that question, because you're talking about your logo. Just a little personal experience with it. I have probably 100 stickers of other sub companies that we interact with on a regular basis at my house in various places. And my son's a very strong opinions about what it is that goes in his room. So I'm like, here's a sticker, buddy. You want to put that in there? He's like, no. The Bearded Buck is his favorite sticker. The logo.
Angler approved.
Loves that. Loves the
You either
logo.
Like it or hate it. You know, it's kind of this character-based thing that some people look at and say, you know, what the heck are you doing? Or, you know, what they say, it's pretty cool. But
it's very unique, for sure.
You know, the path that took us to, you know, we've been filming our hunts for years. My son and I, Austin, you know, we've been, since he was young, I started filming him with a little handy cam and doing some things. And never really for the quality for anybody else to review it other than us at camp and have fun with that footage. But really, as I started to get older and knowing I wanted to preserve that for the kids to see and the grandkids to see, I thought we better take it a little more serious. Just learn a little bit a better method of filming. You know, not so much to have a show. What? Yeah, someday I'm going to have grand. Not too soon, Austin.
Take your time over there, dude.
Surprise.
So we contacted our friends at the time, Campbell Cameras, and my partners now with the Life, Tom Petrie, Nick Ventura, and called those guys in, and we had a one-day video school here at the Bearded Buck. And it was mostly just to help us out on filming our own hunts here. And that quickly turned into something where we went out to Campbell Cameras and entered a contest out there. Toby and I. Mike, Toby, what are we calling you today?
I don't even know. He's a mystical man over there.
From now on, well, he's been known by, we'll say, three different names. If you listen to episode 19, he was Money Mike.
Money Mike, yeah.
And
I like that.
Money Mike in the Scab.
I forgot about
Money Mike. Was that another episode?
Well, he was mentioned in an episode just because he scabbed us.
He scabbed. He was supposed to come ride four-wheelers, you know, with us, but he scabbed us.
Ride four-wheelers and check out properties. Yeah.
And talk about this event and how we were supposed to kind of come up with some kind of content to go into it.
Yeah, he didn't show up.
No,
he said
he
was coming, then
he
just didn't show.
He handled it politely. He's an independent guy.
I bought cases of beer.
So
stuff on the grill. It's kind of like this event here, you know, just three guys, though, up at camp, and it was only two.
So we'll say the general progression of Money Mike into the Scab, into what he is now, which is Toby.
We'll go with Toby, I guess.
Toby has deep roots.
Toby sounds a lot cuter. A lot cuter.
Deep roots.
Than,
yeah. All right, so how many guys do you have with the Bearded Buck right now?
Right now, we have a large team. We have about 17 guys involved with between family, friends, and the guys that have been helping us out. We know that's quite a large team, but we were really concerned to make sure we had good content in our first season and want to make sure these guys can help us and produce. And these guys have all been putting in some work and going to some classes that, you know, we're holding through the life and learning everything that's going on. And, we're fortunate that we're not starting until the third and fourth quarter of 2017, so we have a lot of our footage from last season, this season, and everything we're doing. This event being one, this is going to be part of our pilot, we believe. What's wrong, Cud?
What's going on over there, Cud?
Accidentally burped.
It's okay.
You involuntarily burped. It just like, slipped out. It just happened. It just accidentally burped.
So 17 guys, are they in the state of PA, all of them, or do you have guys elsewhere?
We have guys from Oklahoma, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, Ohio. Think Toby. I think that covers us.
Think Toby.
So you have guys from, let's say, Ohio. So when our season's not in, you guys have guys over there filming their season of deer. Turkey,
correct, yes.
Whatever, maybe Maryland. I guess you didn't say Maryland, but you guys do travel, though, correct?
Do we travel?
You travel quite a bit for seasons that open in different areas.
Yeah, we're hunting other states and everything, but primarily, you know, our team, myself, Austin, Mike, Toby, whatever we're calling them, and Cud, you know, we're hunting here local for most of our stuff, but we do travel. And, you know, we started out, we're obviously all about gobbles and grunts, but we mix it in. You know, we're doing some elk, we're doing a bear. We have a bear trip coming up here and a couple of weeks heading to Saskatchewan.
A groundhog hunt earlier. Can you tell us about that, Austin?
Groundhog hunt today?
Yeah, I really wouldn't.
He doesn't want to talk.
Earlier today or earlier?
Yeah, today.
Scab.
Did you miss him?
No, we just.
Scab. Yeah, scab.
You can tell him about it.
Scab.
It's all right.
Scab. Oh. Put it in your mouth, Scab.
Scab.
Oh, let's see. There you go.
Where does Scab come from? Why do we call him Scab?
Why do we call him Scab? We did go over that. Long story short. We met these guys, the Bearded Buck, at the Jaffa Show. We've been following you guys for a long time because of the quality of
it
what it is.
It seems a little creepy.
Because of the quality. Well, it's
creepers.
Primarily because of you, Toby. But leading into... Yeah. We as the PA Rut Report, like other companies from Pennsylvania that are kind of similar in nature to us, of all of the companies in Pennsylvania, you guys put out... high quality product, which is semi atypical to what we see on a regular basis, because we get a lot of people that feed us footage of animals that they've shot, and they're not professionally produced. Nor, I mean, you guys' stuff is working towards and partially professionally produced, or really professionally produced. So, just the general quality of what you guys put out drew us to you. So we sat down with them at the Jaffa Show. We got invited.
That was a long story short.
Well, long story long.
You know how I go.
So, anyways, so we met at the Jaffa Show. Talked to Scab, Money Mike, Toby, whichever one resonates with you when you build him up in your mind. Walter Cooper. But he was supposed to come with us and ride four wheelers and talk about what we were going to do while we were here, and he just had so much stuff to do.
He's just so busy.
Yeah, so I feel like he didn't come to my graduation at all.
He scabbed you.
He messed
Oh, jeez.
Scabbed on that, too. My goodness.
Are we 2X. Still stuck on that?
2X the scab.
All right, I would like to publicly apologize to Austin Tibbett for missing his graduation party.
Thank you, Mike.
What about us?
What about you?
Did you apologize to PA Rutherford
for scabbing?
Yeah, you too, I guess.
All right, good. Austin, you have the mic in your hand now. They told me I was to refer to you for the explanation of the turkey hunt here at your place. So
the Learn Hunt Compete Turkey Challenge is basically a two-man team's been set out to try to kill a turkey or two. Each team gets two turkeys each, one per person. And basically they try to capture that on film, and then we'll come back with the learning part of it with Tom and Nick from The Life. Right now, the first day, they went over camera functions and light and exposure on the cameras and everything, and we've had two successful hunts today. So two teams have two gobblers down, and hopefully tomorrow we're going to critique that film, and hopefully everyone learns something and have a successful week.
Yeah, so you guys, you're hunting? you're pausing because you're going to hunt till noon in PA for
yes, sir.
For most of the turkey season. I think, what, 2 weeks from now you can hunt the rest of the whole day?
Yep.
Okay, so you can only hunt till noon. So you hunt till noon, you come back, you have a little break, have lunch, you come in, you have some camera school from 2 to 4, let's say, have a little break, and then you have a school. You have another class. Is that how that works?
Yeah, pretty much. We just after the hunt, we just have a little class and then dinner and just enjoy the evening.
And then tomorrow's a day off for these folks, so they can kind of practice.
Fun at the Bearded Buck.
So these guys have a day off tomorrow. They can kind of practice what they're being taught through the school out there in the field and around the property. Just kind of cut some things into their camera and see how it works for them.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
Okay.
So I'll say this in relation to our audience. We have a lot of amateur want to get into the market, want to start producing, even if your goal is to eventually have your own show or your goal is to just produce high quality stuff. Look up the Bearded Buck, look up the Life, because what they do, the quality of what they put out is very good. It's very well done. It is almost as professional as you can get at the level where they're kind of just starting out. So it's a good thing to watch because you can see progression. You can see progression of quality, progression of quantity. Check them out. They're pretty cool.
What are we going to touch base on next?
Wait, another point of interjection. So you know how you...
You interrupt me a lot.
That's our stick.
I know. You do it a lot, though.
That's what the people like. That's our shtick. So anyways, you build things up in your mind. You picture things. You imagine what things are going to look like whenever or before you see them. So we got invited up here months ago.
Is this another long story short?
I'll make it real short. the fact that we're recording this episode 20 podcast in a gun room filled with
guns?
Tons of guns.
Yeah.
Is very, very atypical for us, but the location is just magnificent.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful spot.
Here.
Beautiful spot. Here. All right. So, are you done now?
Do you want me to be?
Oh, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me at all.
How about you, Scab? What say you, Scab?
Yeah, what say you, Scab? You haven't talked much.
Tony.
Let's get on that mic. You've been holding it the whole time.
Come on, Toby.
Let's talk about a little bit about
he's
you.
Got, he's got a firm.
How'd you get affiliated with the Bearded Buck?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good story.
From the Life, I went to a camera school, and that's about it. I met all these guys up here, and they asked me to come film with them, and I guess they're all right with putting up with me. So,
well, you were really bashful, and we're trying to break you out of your shell. I think that's really the biggest thing.
Yes.
They're turning
you into a man.
Yeah, we need to do an introduction on Cud first, since he just chimed
in. I'm going to get to Cud. I'm going to get to Cud. We're working on...
He's there. You're here now. We're talking to you.
We're working on Toby the
Scab. Limelight, baby.
And you got affiliated with the Bearded Buck. To all these young, wannabe film guys out there, what's your advice for them?
You are now like the Dirk Diggler of the young wannabe.
I bet you 100 he doesn't know who Dirk Diggler is.
He doesn't.
I have not a clue who that is.
He has a prosthetic though.
Dirk Diggler was a really... What was the name of that movie?
Boogie Nights.
Yeah, it was. It was a good
Boogie Nights.
Dirk reminded me a lot of myself. We'll go back to you.
Okay.
Anyway, yes. Dirk, let's go.
Anyway. Well, I definitely would check out the video schools that the Life do. I mean, Tom and Nick do a very good job of explaining camera functions to somebody that's never even picked up a camera. So, and up to somebody that's been doing it for a couple of years. So I would definitely encourage anybody to check them out and see if they can get to a class.
Well, yeah, I mean, the lingo and stuff like that, you just definitely need to get down pat, because stuff you guys are talking about, shooting in this, shooting in that, I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? And, you know, you guys are all like, yeah, I was shooting in, you know, whatever, 140 or whatever it may be. I don't know what the hell it is. But
it's actually 60 and 30.
It's different lingo, different talk. There's
preferred.
A lot to learn there. When it comes to video, I also see that you guys are doing a lot of your filming with cameras. There's a lot.
Wait.
What?
Actually,
all of it's actually with cameras.
I'm sorry.
No, this is like tintype stuff.
It's stuff that you can take really good still shots with and video with.
Yes.
With a lot of guys, you know, they're thinking they need to buy these awesome, big, you know, extravagant cameras. It seems like you guys are doing a lot of your video, especially close-up stuff, with your still. cameras. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You do a lot of that stuff with the things, especially interviews and such.
The way they're making cameras nowadays, you can get a very affordable package and still.
It's still very good quality Zoom. Yeah. Everything's pretty much top notch with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Speaking of affordable, what can we point out your wrist for?
I'm trying to see the time.
What time is it?
I don't know. How many minutes we've been doing this?
We've been doing it for 21 minutes.
21 minutes. Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies, and we got 9 minutes.
We got 9 minutes left. So.
I'm sure. The vast majority of you out there watch the NFL football. So every once in a while, stick with me here. It's a lead in. It's a lead in. I'll come back.
Let's make a long
it's
story
coming.
Short.
It's
long
coming.
Long story short.
Yes. So everybody watches the NFL football. Every once in a while, they'll mic somebody up. Okay. Every once in a while, a player on the field will be mic'd up. They're making tackles. They're talking on the sidelines. They're doing this, that, and the other. So as we've been at this event this entire time, I'm thinking to myself, man, wouldn't it be awesome if Cud over here was just mic'd up the entirety of the episode and whatever, the entirety of the trip and whatever you get out of it,
on the sidelines to in the game, you get I think
Cud is the king of the one line, like off the cuff one line
I wouldn't be on the sidelines. I'm in the game most of the time.
Well, sidelines, special teams,
the linebacker, I'm the middle guy, I'm hitting people.
The center. That's called
the middle linebacker, dude. The center snaps the ball.
Come on, dude.
That'd be a good job for you because you'd like to get by the other guys. But listen to me. I'm the middle linebacker.
Anyway, Cut. So you've been
Mike Singletary.
You are the.
I don't know who that is.
Cut. You're the bearded buck. We got the guy we want mic'd up for the bearded buck. But
yeah,
you are affiliated with the bearded buck. How did you get in with the bearded buck? You've seemed to know Jerry for a long time.
Yeah, Jerry and I have, I think we've known each other for a lot of years, but we became friends probably, I don't know, a half dozen years ago. We went on a hunt together, and we had just had a good time, and after that we just kind of started hanging out, and, you know, it's like, I don't know, kind of like Kenny Powers and Stevie. Jerry, I'm
you're
Kenny.
Stevie.
No, I mean, I'm Kenny, and you're Stevie, and I'm Maverick, and you're probably Goose, but that's okay. There's no reason to argue about who's who.
That's kind of where my nickname came from.
Mikey, please stay out of this, please. You're like the girl that Maverick dated, maybe.
I'm going to turn his mic off, okay? I'm going to shut him off.
And I'm trying not to curse. I mean, I know we're supposed to swear in this thing. And when you're mic'd up, though, you're so pumped up and you're live and everything's flowing.
Well, that's where if they were to ever run a mic on Sir Cut over here, he would have to be in an NC-17 or some kind of adult rating.
You know, Cut was undrafted.
Undrafted.
Yeah, I was a walk-on, kind of a free agent, but I mean, I went big quick. Nice.
You did win, but you
size.
That is a. I set myself up for big, that one. Big in stature. Yes,
I went big quick. All right, that's good. That's good.
There.
Cud has no problem. Well, the moniker Cud.
Well, I think it's kind of. I think I was kind of set up with that name. I mean, it's kind of a cool, catchy name, and I mean, it makes me seem like kind of like, you know, the. guy and all the physicality of me.
It's Cud, kinda, you chew your cud all the time.
J-Rod says that I make noises all the time, like all that kind of shit. Like,
oh, now the mic's all screwed up. Nobody's going to want to talk into that mic now.
I didn't spit on the mic.
Mic's got cut all over
right
it.
In the bottle.
So
I don't think that I make noises, but he says I do, and I mean, whatever, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
When he introduced you to me, I thought that he said tub.
Yeah, because you kept calling me Tub.
So I was calling you Tub the whole night.
I could see how that could have happened.
That hurt my feelings.
I mean, it's not it, but it kind of fits.
I didn't sleep last night, dude. I had a complex over that.
These guys are.
You know, he's almost ruining the Cud nickname that he has. I think he's had some recent surgery. I know you got the hearing aids. Things are clearing up.
It wasn't a surgery. I went to the doctor. My wife wanted me to go to this doctor, so I went in and they jammed this shit up my nose, and then they start digging and pulling stuff out of there, and it just cleared it out a little bit. So now
it's good the doctors do it instead of you all the time in front of us.
Well, I mean, I can't get my fingers up in there deep enough. I mean, I tried, and then different things, and just make my nose bleed and stuff. But I mean,
don't hurt yourself.
Cut. I'm not. Now, everything's please. Good now. I mean, I'm healthy as a horse. Besides being fat, my cholesterol and shit is intact. I'm right on. I mean,
so here's a very good story in relation to who Cud is and how Cud fits into the dichotomy of. The bearded buck. So during this event, we had a little thing called punt, pass, and shoot.
Blast.
Punt, pass, and blast. So when we got here,
That's trademark too, by the way, folks. Don't try to steal that.
TMR. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we walked. I walked into the property. I'm walking around. They're giving me the tour, and we walk into the pool house. And in the pool house, there's a box of footballs, and probably 20 footballs. I'm like,
15.
15 to be exact. Skep, thanks, Skep. 15 footballs. So I'm like, oh. We're going to play some touch football, tackle football. Is that what's going on here? I know Toby was an athlete in high school. I don't know much about him. Cud's joking on his own, Cud.
I could tell you guys a little story, and we have video proof about dragging him around the yard outside, but whatever, that's fine, too.
So it was really cool. It was really cool as a kind of an icebreaker, get people to warm up to each other, come out of your shell, because in an environment like this where you have a lot of people that don't know each other, it's good to warm each other up in an atmosphere where it's fun, it's exciting. It's something that you've probably never done before. I've never shot a football with a shotgun. It was awesome. So
it's a great concept. Yeah. It's just a lot of fun.
It's a fantastic concept.
You still didn't.
I still know. Okay. I would. Let me.
We'll go home and practice.
Let me step back one pace. I have never shot at a football with a shotgun. I have never shot a football with a shotgun. I've shot at a football with a shotgun. Is that better? That's better. So anyways, we're talking about Cud here, Mr. Cud.
Cud's actually 2-for-2 shooting at the football, by the way.
Oh, Mr. Cud is a champion.
Well, no, Mikey cheated, I really won in my own mind.
So we can picture this. Today was not warm by any means. Not warm at all.
No.
What was it? Probably 40 degrees.
Yeah.
40, rainy, 45. Overcast, yeah. Windy, chilly.
I thought it was beautiful.
So there's probably about 35 people. Oh, it was beautiful. So there's probably about 35 people here. 35 people here. We all go down to this field. We carry the footballs down. Everybody carries the shotgun down. We carry shells down. Everybody's going down there. And out of nowhere comes Cud with a skeleton mask on his face and no shirt on.
Yeah. That's actually completely normal for
him. It's freezing out. No, as I'm warming up and understanding what the Cud is all about, who the Cud is, I can
But why hide a physique like that? I mean,
no, that's why I don't think
you should hide something like
that. I'm not dogging any part of it. It was brilliance. It was beauty.
I appreciate that. Thank you. The other big thing that I'm concerned about now is my radio voice. I mean, I'd like to know how it sounds. I think it's. I wonder if it's. Well, I mean, I could change it up, but I wonder if it's cool or not.
Your radio voice is cool, Cud.
Thanks.
Don't beat yourself up.
You don't think I'd sound better like this?
I don't know what that even was.
It's too late
really
for that.
Don't either. That was
it's
bad.
Too late for that. No. Yeah, you don't sound better like that, to be honest with you. We have 1 minute. We have 1 minute left. We have 1 minute left in the beginning segment, and then I think we should give the mic back to the man, Mr. J-Rod.
Yep.
Just to kind of...
Well, what I wanted to come in with, I wanted them to end this 30 minutes. We're going to bring in The Life next.
Yes.
And have some interviews with them, and then we're going to actually interview some of the people in the competition, turkey competition, see how they like hunting Pennsylvania, because a lot of them are not from here. However, I wanted to go to them and say, how do you get a hold of you guys? How do you buy your merchandise? Where can we find your stuff at? Facebook page, website, anything like that you want to throw out there for these guys, email address that are listening in.
Email address.
You can go to www.thebeardedbuck.com. We are actually in the process of coming out with our brand spanking new website. Should be done in a few months. And that will feature all of our merchandise, our products from our sponsors that we sell, along with a video blog and some footage from last year and whatnot. But right now you can get everything on the website, all of t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and all of our bison cooler products, Traeger grills, and Mossy Oak Biologic products.
You can also find you guys at pretty much every outdoor show in the state of Pennsylvania as well, right? I mean, you guys go to Harrisburg? You guys were not... Were you in Harrisburg?
Yeah, yeah.
You were in Harrisburg. You were at Altoona.
Yes.
You were... I mean,
we are.
You guys get around.
Our next event will be the Prime Total Archery Challenge at Seven Springs Ski Resort.
Ah, that's May 20th, right?
Yes. We'll be up there.
Nice.
A few shooters in that. We'll be selling all of our merchandise there, so definitely come check us out.
Good,
up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, come on up. So, the website, Facebook, all that stuff, Instagram, They do a very good job on Instagram, The Bearded Buck, at The Bearded Buck on Instagram. J-Rod, you want to sign out with a couple
of Yeah, I'd just like to say this is the first event that we've done here as The Bearded Buck, Combo with a Life, and quite a diverse group we have here. You know, we have guys from New York, Utah, Iowa, Kansas, Ohio, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and it's great to see everybody in here, you know, just hunting is meeting new friends, old friends, family, and it's been a great event. And we're day one. Second down. We only have day one down. Tomorrow, like we said, is a day off, and we're excited about the weather. We're dealing with the weather, but I think it's going to turn out great. You know, we're a little bit of rain maybe Monday morning, but we had what we get, like we said, two birds harvested today, maybe a miss. Or two.
Maybe a miss or two.
And I understand that completely because I missed a few birds maybe myself a week ago or so in Kansas. But anyways, it's been great having you guys here. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the podcast. And I think this is something we should continue to do.
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. Definitely. And we will. And again, we're PARutReport.com. This is episode 20. You can find us online at www.PARutReport.com on Facebook, on Instagram, and in PA Rut Brad's backyard. So we're going to sign off the first half of what it is that we're doing right now and come back to you here again with the life, who is the who are the teaching entity of the Bearded Buck. So we'll see you back here.